哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这里一起来崇拜。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are here gathering, worshiping God together.
那很感谢神啊，我们都是门徒的。
We thank God that we are all blessed.
哎，那今天又是安息圣日。
And today is also the Sabbath.
那我们已经放下世上一切，来到神的面前。
We lay aside everything in the world and come in front of the Lord.
啊，这是我们的福气。
And this is our blessing.
啊，因为这在神在创造的时候就已经啊定下这个祝福，又是神圣的日子。
Because God already established this day to be holy when He created the universe.
那我们来到这个圣日，那我们存着很欢喜、快乐、享受的心来度过这一天。
When we come to this holy day, let us hold ourselves and God in reverence and with happy and glad heart.
那这是神创造的时候祝福的最高。
This is the highest blessing when God created the world.
那我们都很喜欢福气嘛。
We all like blessings.
那神创造的时候
，When God created the universe,
最先祝福的是什么呢
？What's the first thing that He blessed?
我们看创世纪第一章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 1.
22节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 22.
这是神的赐福哈。
This is God's blessing.
那请你念一下。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 22, And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply on the earth.
这是创世创造，这是也是说第一次神的祝福了。
This is the first blessing God gave since the creation.
祝福什么呢？
What is the blessing?
它是赐福给天上的飞鸟，海中的那个水族啊。
He gave blessing to the fish in the sea and the bird in the air.
哎，所以这是第一次神的祝福赐福了哈。
This is the first blessing God gave.
所以一般来讲的话，神的赐福是说要滋养众多哈。
And in general,
滋生繁多，充满天空海中。
The blessing is to be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the air.
哎。如果很用自然的方式去领取神的这个赐福的这个东西，应该不会用完了。
If we come to receive the blessing of God naturally, it will not end.
海里鱼你捞不完的，正常的哈。
There are countless of fish in the sea.
空中鸟也一样。
Same with the birds in the air.
那我们看28节。
Let's turn to verse 28.
这是神创造第二次的赐福。
This is the second blessing.
祝福人。
And this is a blessing to man.
有样子形象，神样子形象的人。
To be created in his own image.
也一样哈，生养众多，遍满地面。
And to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
啊，这个跟鸟跟鱼是一样的。
It has the same blessing with the fish and the birds.
所以人也是动物啊。
Because men are animals too.
但是有更一层。
But it has a higher level.
什么呢？能够治理，能够管理。
But men can maintain themselves.
哎，所以不，因为人有神的样子形象。
Because man has the image of God.
那最高的福是什么？
What is the highest level of blessing?
我们看第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
第二章呢，第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
对时间、对日子的神的赐福。
It's a blessing to the time and the day.
对，所以这边第三节说，神赐福给第七日。
Here it says, God blessed the seventh day.
啊，那定为圣日。
And he sanctified it.
那神在这一日自己休息了。
And he has rested.
那所以安息日，你看到安息日呢，这个不是人的。也不是属于你的。
The Sabbath does not belong to man.
安息日是，如果你看那个出埃及记十六章是神的。
If we look into Exodus chapter 16, Sabbath actually belonged to God.
那因为神爱他的子民呢。
Because God loves His people.
所以邀请你来跟他享受他的日子。
Therefore, He invites you to enjoy His day.
所以你来了，参加安息日聚会了。
So when you came to observe the Sabbath,
其实你是门徒的。
You are indeed blessed.
我们都是门徒的。
We are all blessed.
我们不是幸运儿啊。
We are not just happen to be lucky.
基督徒不可以说我好幸运，幸运是不小心碰上的。
We cannot say that we're lucky because that's just by coincidence.
就是那个瞎猫碰上死老鼠。
It's like a blind cat who catch a mouse.
不是每次都会的。
It doesn't just happen all the time.
可能有人类以来可能还没有遇过吧，我知道，只是哈。
Maybe since the creation of man, such incidents hasn't happened.
那我们是门徒的。
And we are indeed blessed.
门徒就是后面有神在拣选，在来呼召你。
This blessing is that we are chosen by God. We are called by Him.
所以我们可以看到这是三个层面的祝福。
And we can see this three different levels of blessings.
那这是在创造的时候。
This is during the creation.
那你看过整个的圣经哈？
And we flip through the whole Bible.
万物跟神的关系是这个三个层面。
The relationship between the universe and God contains these three levels.
那个神把以色列百姓从埃及选出来。
God had chosen the Israelites and called them out of Egypt.
在出埃及记十九章第六节说，让他们成为一个祭司的国度。
And in Exodus chapter 19, God called them to be the kingdom of priests.
那祭司就是为百姓祝福。
And to be a priest is to bless the people.
那民数记第六章。
And in Numbers chapter 6.
这里有二四二五二六刚好三个福气。
And from verse 24 to 26, there are three blessings.
这个我们常常在听，或是可能你们这以前诗班应该有唱过这个诗吧。
We have listened to this message in the hymns or sermons often.
你也可以看到三层面的一个福气。
We can also see three different levels of blessing here.
最开始也是最基础的。
In the beginning and the most fundamental.
就是二十四节。
It is verse 24.
神赐福给你，保护你。
That God bless you and keep you.
就是你好像小孩子一样。
That you are like a children, a child, that he will protect you.
所以我们需要神的保护。
Therefore, we need God's protection.
你的孩子如果养了二十年还是那么小，还是很什么很可爱，我看你头晕了。
If you raise your children for 20 years, then they're still cute and like a child. Maybe you will faint.
对不对？当小孩子一两岁跟你说：“妈妈，我要喝牛奶或是喝奶。”哇，你很高兴他会讲话。
You're happy that your kid was able to speak when they were 2 or 3 years old and they want to drink milk.
一两岁了哈，
三岁就
一岁会讲话就很好了。都三岁还才会讲话，那就头晕了。
It is good that they're able to speak when they're 1 year old, but if they don't speak until they're 3 year old, you might faint.
到了二十几岁，他还非常很撒娇，说妈妈我要喝奶，哇，我看你不高兴了。
And if they're 20 years old and they're still asking you for milk, maybe you're not happy.
或是你很烦恼的。
And you will worry.
到二十几岁了，他当你的朋友。
When they're 20 years old, they become your friend.
所以属灵也要增长啊。
And in spirit that we have to grow too.
那到了第二个层面就是二十五节。
And the second aspect is verse 25.
神使他的脸光照你。
The Lord makes his face shine upon you.
也就是说你跟神是一样的。
That you are same as God.
在跟主耶稣在讲跟他门徒的关系。
That Lord Jesus Christ was talking about his relationship with his disciples.
最先是说来跟从我。
In the beginning it says, come follow me.
就是仆人嘛。
It is like talking to a servant.
被保护的。
They're being protected.
慢慢的长大了。
And gradually they grew up.
耶稣说我现在不叫你们仆人啦。
Jesus said to them, I will no longer call you servants.
现在是朋友。
We are now friends.
朋友是面对面讲话的。
Friends talk to each other face to face.
当你属灵跟那个达到一个程度。
When you reach certain spiritual growth.
你跟神是朋友。
You become friends with God.
像摩西啊，是面对面跟神讲话。
Like Moses, who talked to God face to face.
这是朋友。
It is like friends.
那神的脸就他的脸就光照你，你们是对面的哈，面对面的。
Because you are able to speak to God face to face, and therefore His face shines upon you.
那他就赐恩给你。
Then He will give you grace.
那接下来呢
？What's next?
哦，在跟神的关系又更深一层了。
Then we have to go into a deeper level.
我们看二十六节。
Let us look at verse 26.
这里说神呢向你仰脸。
Here it says that the Lord lift up his countenance.
神向你仰脸。
The Lord lift up his countenance.
我们来看什么叫仰脸。
What does it mean to lift up his countenance?
仰脸就是把头抬起来，就是很简单，把你的脸啊。
Quite literally, it's just to lift your face up.
那圣经里面若仰慕就是举目。
If, when Bible also talks about lifting up your eyes,
那把你的头仰起来就是抬头。
And to raise your lift up your face, it is to raise your head.
不是，那手就是举手。
And Bible also mentioned about raising your hands.
那一般来讲的话，我们来看那个约伯记。
Let's turn to Book of Job.
约伯记哈
，Book of Job，
在约伯记里面，我们可以看得到那个神跟人一般来讲，我们看约伯记十一章第十五节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 11 verse 15.
约伯记十一章十五节。
Job 11:15.
在这里前面是说，如果你的心很正，又向主举手，就是举手就是祷告了哈。
Previously, it mentioned if you raise your hand, which means prayer, in verse 13.
那你手里如果有罪孽啦，就得远除啦。
And all your sins will be wiped away.
也不容许非义住在你的帐篷之中。
And there will be no wickedness still in your tent.
这就是说，你心正无罪，并且向神祷告。
If your heart is right and without sin and pray to God,
那神在哪里？
And then where is God?
那神在天上嘛，哈。
God is in heaven.
那这个时候你可以什么？第十五节，那时你必仰起脸来啊，你抬，把你的脸举起来。
And verse 15 says, then surely you could lift up your face.
毫无斑点。
And without spot.
你也必坚固无所惧怕。
And yes, you could be steadfast and not fear.
所以一般很正常都是人向神仰脸。
Normally it would be the human that lift up their face to God.
我们来看22章的第26节。
Let us turn to chapter 22 verse 26.
在这里是说你要以全能者为喜乐，向神仰起脸来。
Verse 26, for then you will have your delight in the mighty and lift up your face to God.
所以能够向神仰脸这是很好的。
It is good for us to lift up our faces to God.
也就你不会羞耻了。
That means we will not have shame.
并且能够向神祈求。
And we're able to put our request to God.
那如果向人仰脸的话
then if we lift our face to man,
一般在圣经里面约伯记都把它翻成寻情，就是寻人的情面，看人的嘴脸这样子。
And that, in, generally in the Bible it means to seek man's countenance.
也就是说你向别人仰脸嘛，他是他是董事长啊，你是工友，应该是。
Such as you lift your face to your boss or the CEO.
所以一般你看世界那些那些独裁的他每次做演讲，一定那个台子做得很高的，
look,
下面人已经很矮的，他不会说跟你同在一个平面上讲话的。
And you look
这样造成他那个威严感。
Tyrants in the world normally they sit somewhere high up.They will not sit at the same level with you.
那可能台子坐得远远的。
And maybe their throne is far in the back.
高高的。
And high up there.
那你在下面哇一看伟大。
And when you're down there and when you look up, you think that that's great.
那现在圣经呢?
What about in the Bible?
第三种福气啊。
The third blessing.
也就是说你在属灵生里面跟神的关系最高是什么?
It means what is the highest level between your relationship with God?
神向你仰脸。
That God will lift up his countenance upon you.
神在哪里?
Where is God?
你在哪里?
Where are you?
当然你在上面,神在下面啊。
Of course, you are up there and God is down there.
所以这是最高的。
This is the highest level.
但是这三个是合在一起的。
But the three are actually one together.
我们跟神的关系,神,我们需要神的保护,永远是需要神保护。
We always need God's protection.
我们永远是神的朋友,跟神面对面讲话。
We are always friends with God. We are able to talk to him face to face.
但是神也会向你仰脸。
But God also will lift up his face towards us.
那我们来看新约主耶稣也是这么说。
And in the same way Jesus talked about it in the New Testament.
我们看约翰福音。
Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
在这里若诊断的话是从十二章二十节开始了。
It starts with chapter 12, verse 20.
在那个时候呢跟那个希腊人有关系的。
It's concerning the Greeks.
那我们看结果就好了。
Let us look at the end result.
26节。
Let's look at verse 26.
若有人服侍我。
If anyone serves me.
你要服侍神的先决条件是什么?
What's the first criteria for us to serve the Lord?
就当跟从我。
It is to follow him.
那怎么能够跟从耶稣?
How do we follow Jesus?
你怎么跟从耶稣啊?
How do we follow Jesus?
这是一个很重要的关键。
This is a very important key element.
如果你一个跑马拉松的，你要跟他，那你哇，天天要练的，腿要很厉害啊，心脏也要很好。
If you try to run after a marathon runner, then you have to have great legs and hearts.
那你跟耶稣呢?
How about you and Jesus?
你有没有准备好?就是过强的身体，过好的心脏，过好的脚。
Have you prepared legs and hearts and body that's good enough to follow him?
有没有准备好?
Are we prepared?
如果没有准备好，耶稣跑起来，你跟得上吗?
If we're not prepared when Jesus runs, are we able to follow him?
那其实如果想这样是错的。
If we think of this way, then this is wrong.
你练的脚厉害心脏厉害眼睛厉害不一定跟得上耶稣啊。
No matter how good your legs and heart and health are, you might not be able to follow Jesus.
主耶稣说什么跟从我。
How did Jesus ask them to follow him?
我们常忘记了跟从耶稣的第一步就是
The first step to follow him is
舍己啊。
To deny ourselves.
你把自己放下。
To...put ourselves down.
我们常常没有放下自己，以为自己很会跑，很会拼，很会看，所以常常跟不上耶稣。
Most of the time we did not put ourselves down, that's why we cannot follow Jesus.
你放下自己，就跟上了耶稣了。
Once you put yourself down, then you are able to follow Jesus.
你一跟上耶稣，就能够，接下来的就是说，我们再看一下，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。
And the Bible says, where I am, there my servant will be also.
好，那若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
And if anyone serves me, him my father will honor.
英文是比较翻译的一致啊，都是这个字。其实中文我们中文这里是说尊重哈。
In the Chinese translation, it says respect.
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 其实是 honor 是圣经都说我们要孝敬父母。
The Bible says to honor your parents.
对，英文是一致的。
And it's the same wording through all the English translation.
其实孝敬父母是中文中国人翻出来的，其实在原文里面跟这个字一样，就是 honor。
In the original text, it just means honor.
如果用中国人的那个头脑来想，用这个字来讲的话，就是你服侍耶稣，耶稣就要怎么，但不能说孝顺了，这个同样一个字的。所以我们现在人有说孝子，就是你是孝顺儿子，颠倒讲
了。Often, sometimes,
其实尊敬啊。
The word in Chinese should be respect or honor.
神尊敬你。
God will honor you.
这个尊敬就好像父孩子尊敬父母，用同样一个字啊。
It's the same honor that the children honor their parents.
你可能没有从来没有想说主耶稣怎么天父会孝顺我？当然不是这样想的，尊重。
It means God will respect you.
那你怎么得到天父的尊重？
And how do we obtain the honor from our heavenly Father?
你要服侍耶稣。
It is to serve Jesus.
那我们现在从这里，我们把它理一个头绪哈，我们来想一想。
Let us organize our thoughts and think about it.
我们都是跟耶稣的。
We are all followers of Jesus Christ.
跟耶稣要一直跟啊。
If we want to follow him, we have to follow him until the end.
你想说我有跟，你有没有跟上？
How we follow with him?
有时候你感觉跟不上。
Sometimes we are not able to catch up with him.
为什么跟不上？
Why can't we?
因为你起跑点就错了。
Because your starting point was wrong.
因为如果你很厉害，心脏很好，很会跑，那又很会看，常常跟不上。
You have great heart and health, but oftentimes you cannot catch up.
要回到最原点。
We have to return to the original point.
原点是什么？
Where is that point?
否定你自己。
It is to deny ourselves.
这个很难哦。
It is very hard.
常常我们忘记。
We often forget this.
就是要舍己啦。
It is to deny ourselves.
舍己之后，你才能够进到十字架里面哦。
Once we deny ourselves, we are able to enter the cross.
就是跟耶稣同死同埋葬同复活。
It is to die with Jesus Christ and resurrect with him.
当然我们每个人都经过了。
Then these we have all been through.
这个就是受洗嘛。
It is water baptism.
好，那进到耶稣里面之后呢？
Once we came into Lord Jesus Christ.
那你要叫耶稣在哪里，你要在那里。
Wherever he is, we shall be there.
那完了之后，你就服侍耶稣。
And you will serve Jesus Christ.
在耶稣所在的地方服侍。
And you will serve him where he is.
如果把这个道理再讲一遍的话，可能讲到明天了。
If we want to talk about this deeply, we have to continue to tomorrow.
今晚上呢，今天早上我想用一个人他的一生，我们来用这个刚刚所讲过的来想一次。
This morning I would like to use one character's life to reflect on this message.
我们今天信耶稣。
Today we believe in Jesus.
圣经说我们属灵上我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And in the Bible it says we're all spiritual descendants of Abraham.
也就是说亚伯拉罕他是一个标准啊。
Which means,Abraham is a standard.
那我们来看神有没有尊重，有没有 honor, 有没有向亚伯拉罕扬脸。
And did God lift his countenance up on Abraham?
如果我们看亚伯拉罕一生，
We look through the life of Abraham.
他也是经过这三个层面。
He's been through the three levels.
最先呢，他好像小孩子一样要神来保护看顾啊。
In the beginning, he was like a child that he needed God's protection.
接下来他成为神的朋友。
Then he became God's friend.
最后呢，神向他扬脸。
And in the end, God lifted his countenance upon him.
扬脸有很多的层面了。
There are different meanings in lifting up God's countenance.
就看他的脸色了。
It is to check out his facial expressions.
就好，我们来想亚伯拉罕。
I just think about Abraham.
他跟你跟我一样。
He is like us.
他开始呢相信神。
He started to believe in God.
人，你刚相信的时候可以放下一切。
When you just started to believe in God, you were able to give up everything.
你刚信的时候。
In the very beginning, when you believe.
为什么？
Why?
你因为从不一样的背景，不一样的出身， 现在呢，要让你来信耶稣。
You came from a different background, and now you believe in Jesus.
对，就好像神把亚伯兰从乌尔把他召出来。
It is like when God called Abraham out of his home.
那一个一开始呢，那个信就是完全把他从以前的根拔出来。
And that kind of faith, it is to unroot his from his background.
也就是神说你要离开本地本族父家。
You have to depart from your father's land.
如果你以前是拜偶像的，那就不可以拜了。
If you worship idols before, you can no longer worship the idols.
并且要除掉。
You have to destroy them.
你以前是无神的，现在神对你来讲是全能的。
If you used to believe in no God, now the God you believe is Almighty.
他是你的主。
He is your Lord.
他是遍在的。
He's everywhere.
他是无所不知的。
He's all knowing.
我看每个人都相信这样子啊。
I think everyone believes this.
如果你不相信，你坐在这里就有一点，有够忍耐了。
If you don't believe this and you're able to sit here, I would say you have much patience.
好，不是这样子就完全了。
It's not this, then it's perfect.
神把他从乌尔召出来。
After God called him out.
他第一站到了哈兰。
The first stop he made was to Haran.
他爸爸带他们去的。
His father took them there.
接下来呢，神又从哈兰又把他叫出来。
Then God called him again.
若你看创世纪十二章。
If we look into Genesis chapter 12.
一下子他就到了迦南地哦。
Then he arrives in land of Canaan.
到迦南地不是一切都好了吗？
Wouldn't it be, wasn't everything good once he arrived in Canaan?
其实不是啊。
It is not so.
那只是一个开始而已。
It was just a beginning.
若你看创世纪十二章。
We look into Genesis chapter 12.
从第五节一直到第九节。
Starting from verse 5 to verse 9.
在这里呢，我们看到他都到了迦南地了。
Here we can see that he had.
第五节的最后到了迦南地。
Latter part of verse 5, he arrived in the land of Canaan.
到了迦南地，搬家搬来搬去。
And he has been moving until the land of Canaan.
这里不好才会搬家嘛，又这里又那里又不好。
He moved because the previous lands were not good.
那最后呢
？What's the end result?
其实他的故乡是很好的地方。
Actually, his hometown was a good place.
我们知道是两河流域乌尔的地方哈。
It is the land across the river.
Mesopotamian 哈。
The Mesopotamian river.
好，那。来到迦南地呢
？Once he arrives in land of Canaan，
圣经描写说有山有谷啊。
And the Bible mentioned there's mountains and the valleys。
那四季神眼中看顾，但是如果不下雨的话，那就饥荒了。
If there is no rain, there will be famine。
好，是真的遇上饥荒。
And they encounter famine。
他有没有问神呢
？Did he ask God？
他眼光也不错。
He has quite good vision.
他头脑也很好。
He has brilliant mind.
自己创造未来。
He created a future for himself.
我们知道他就下埃及了。
Then he went to Egypt his own.
那他下埃及，如果以他的这个动作来讲的话，若有姊妹遇到这样亚伯拉罕，最好不要嫁给这种人。
If a sister sees such a person like Abraham, you should not marry that person.
他可以牺牲太太完成自己。
He can sacrifice his own wife to accomplish himself.
这样的人是我们信仰的什么标准呢
？And how do we say this person is the standard of our faith?
其实他开始而已啊。
It is actually just the beginning.
他还需要训练的。
He still needs more training.
幸好神插手。
Fortunately, that God intervened.
没有的话，亚伯兰故事就结束了。
If God did not, then the story of Abraham ended there.
十三章
chapter 13.
之后我们就知道他对土地问题已经是解决了。
And then we know he solved the problem of the land.
因为神祝福他要成为大国。
Because God blessed him that he will become a great nation.
大国两个要素。
And there are two elements.
一个土地。
One is land.
另外叫子孙。
The second is descendants.
十三章之后
，After chapter 13,
他不再为土地烦恼，因为他知道， 到十四章你就晓得，他知道神是天地的主，至高的神。
In chapter 14, he no longer worry about the land because he knew that God is Almighty.
十五章
，In chapter 15,
他虽然打胜仗
，Even though he had won,
但是他是害怕
，But he was afraid,
因为没有孩子
，Because he had no children.
在那时候没有孩子，没有将来。
If you had no children or descendant, you had no future.
但是他也自己想了
，But he thought to himself,
用自己家生的那个奴隶当儿子。
And he used have his maid or servants and have a child.
神说不是。
And God said no.
神带他去看天哈，数星星啊。
God brought him to count the stars.
说你的孩子要像星那么多。
That your descendant will be like the stars in the sky.
那圣经说他相信。
And the Bible said that he believed.
十五章第六节。
Chapter 15, verse 6.
亚伯兰信神，神就以此为他的义了。
And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted to him for righteousness.
那也因为相信，所以神跟他立约。
Because he believed that God made a covenant with him.
所以十八节哈。
In verse 18.
好，念一下。
Chapter 15, verse 18. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying.To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates.
好，这里虽然是说这个立约，这个立其实如果看希伯来文，它是用切，这个字是切了，切约啊。
The word
cut
made
cut off,
actually in the original text it means cut off.
所以在当时立约，这个立约是你看他那个把身那个祭身哈，都是切一半一半。
When they make the covenant, means they cut it in half.
也就是说，立这种约呢，就是你一半我一半。如果你不履约的话，就要像这个畜生一样杀了。
It is when they make the covenant that they each have the one half. If they don't keep their promises.They will be killed like the animal.
好，那其实虽然他相信
，even though he believed，
他有没有做出来
？Did he put it in action？
他心里还是麻麻的。
Maybe he had his doubt.
你看十六章，
chapter 16。
本来他想说奴隶当儿子来生孩子。
In the beginning, he wanted to have descendants through his maid or servant.
那现在呢？他太太建议说，不然那个婢女让你来生，
so,
代替我生。
So the wife suggested him to have the maid to have the descendant.
他也接受了
，and he accepted it.
但是这不是神的旨意啊。
But it was not God's will.
好，但是在训练当中。
But during this training period,
我们知道。十六章为了这个夏甲的孩子啊，家里风波啊。
Because of Hagar, there was troubles in the family.
我们看十七章。
Let us look at chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
99了。
Abraham was 99.
这时候神在向他显现。
Then God appeared to him.
已经十几年，神都没有跟他显现过。
For ten some years, God did not.Appear to him.
这时候神来了，对他说
And at this moment, God said to him,
我是全能的神。
I am Almighty God.
神是全能的，他什么都可以做啊。
God is Almighty, He can do everything.
你信得了吗？
Are you able to have faith in that?
99岁还没有孩子。
He was 99 years old and still not have a child.
那我是什么都会做。
But I'm the one who can do everything.
那你呢？
How about you?
你当在我面前做完全人。
You shall walk before me and be blameless.
你信得过吗？
Are you able to believe?
你做得来吗？
Are you able to do it?
第二节哈。
Verse 2.
那我就与你立约。
And I will make my covenant.
使你的后裔极其繁多。
That your descendant will multiply exceedingly.
这里的立约其实是神要给他一个约。
This covenant is given by God.
这里 如果你看希伯来文，这个跟刚刚那个立约是不一样的。
If you look into the original text, it's a different kind of covenant that they made.
刚刚那个是切。
And the previous one is when they cut it.
我们一般说切结束，就是其实是切的啦。
When they cut it in two halves.
那现在呢是给你。
And this one here is to give you.
好，这时候你怎么办？
And what do you do now?
神是全能的。
God is almighty.
你要完全哦。
You have to be perfect.
你完全才会给你约。
Only if you are perfect, then you will receive this covenant.
你的反应是什么？
What is your reaction?
你说神啊，再给我三年，我回去锻炼身体，或是去灵修，我从眼睛一直到脚，或是从头顶到脚都练到完全再来。
Would your answer to God be, God give me 3 years, then I will go back and train myself from top to bottom.
你就是三年、三十年、三百年也练不好的，绝对练不好。
Even if God give you 300 years, you will not be able to finish.
因为你忘记那个跟耶稣的原始点是从什么开始的。
Because you forgot what is the original start point of your relationship with God.
你怎么跟耶稣？
How do you follow Jesus?
不是你练的一身功夫来跟耶稣。
It is not all the trainings that you've done.
耶稣讲了，你要舍己。
Jesus said you have to deny yourselves.
这时候亚伯拉罕99岁才学会这一招哦。
Abraham was able to understand this when he was 99.
他刚信的时候信心是好的。
When he first believed, his faith was good.
但是还学不好。
But he did not learn it completely.
他到99了。
Until he was 99.
神说我是全能的神。
God said to him, I'm almighty.
你要完全。
You have to be perfect.
他二话不说。
And he said nothing more.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
亚伯兰俯伏在地。
Then Abraham fell on his face.
一句话都没讲。
And he did not say anything anymore.
就一个动作。
He only took one action.
趴在地上。
He fell on the floor.
他一趴在地上。
Once he fell on the floor,
神就讲话了。
God spoke to him.
神突然说，我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
That God replied to him that my covenant is with you and you shall be a father of many nations.
表示亚伯兰完全了。
That means Abraham at this moment is perfect.
他什么完全？
How was he perfect?
这叫趴地完全法。
That means the method was to just fell on the ground.
趴在地上就完全了。
Once he fell on the ground, he was perfect.
就好像主耶稣讲的，你要跟一定先否认你自己。
It is like what Jesus Christ said, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself.
是不是亚伯兰这个时候什么行为啊、思想什么都一流啊？不是。
Was it because...The action in Abraham was perfect.
在神面前投降啊。
That he surrendered himself in front of God.
有时候我们的信仰生活遇到很多的挫折。
Sometimes we encounter many frustration in our journey of faith.
因为我们太厉害了嘛。
Because we're quite good.
因为你太厉害，所以挫折很多。
Because we're quite good that we encounter many frustrations.
或是你以为你很厉害。
And you thought you were good.
哦，应该三十几年前了，三十年。
30 some years ago.
那个时候德国还有柯达，柯达现在已经倒闭了，但是我对柯达很怀念，因为我在那里打过工，我学生的时候。
In Germany there was the Kodak company.
那是总公司啊，很大。
It was the headquarter.
那时候有什么 Kodak.com 什么控，那我们当学生去就是寒暑假他工人去休假，我们去替人家做。
Students had a part-time job there because their employees were away during the summers.
我记得他那里，我们去看机器哈，那个在洗照片或是什么，他是那时候是半自动的了，有些东西你要放下去，他就做一做啊。
We went to see their semi-automatic machines.
好，他给我们，我记得哈，
I remembered.
有两个规则。
There were two rules.
一定要记住。
That we have to remember.
如果亮黄灯。
If the yellow light is on.
就要按那个紧急，就要按那个 SOS 的那个 按铃。
Then you have to press the emergency button.
啊，如果那个亮红灯
，if it's the red light，
要把那个电源关掉。
And you have to shut down the power.
他叫我们不要去摸那个机器了，因为我们也不是学那个。
They ask us not to touch the machines.
好，那我们就啊，其实有时候做一个月也一次都碰不到。
And after a month, we might not even have to do it once.
那个工作算蛮不错的。
Then the job was quite good.
啊，那隔壁有一个，他是那个一个很有名大学的电机系的。
And there was someone next door that came from a famous university.
他也是学生啊，也是跟我们一样打工。
Double E, and he was a student. He had a part-time job there also.
那有一天呢
？And one day,
就是讲结果就好了哈。
Let's talk about the result.
因为他厉害嘛，他说不是非常内行，但是也。半内行以上，像我们学文的，对那个来讲是吧，是猛叉叉的。所以，如果有稍微快要红，那个一亮红灯就赶快按，救命了。
Because he was not a complete amateur, he had some knowledge of it. He thought to himself, he knew what to do when the red light was on.
黄灯一来，他想说这个还不简单哈，他就去。修理修理嘛。
When the yellow light was on, he thought to himself, "I can fix it."
他没想到说比他想的更严重。
He didn't think to himself that it was more serious than what he thought.
到最后呢，他隔天就不用来上班了，因为他付出太多了嘛，所以隔天他就被辞职了。
And the next day he was fired.
因为他太厉害了嘛。
Because he was too good.
像我们这个傻傻的啊。打工可以打好几年了，因为你太傻。
Because we're not as bright as him that we could do this part-time job for many years.
我们的神是全能的。
Our God is Almighty.
有时候我们信不过。
Well, sometimes we are not able to put faith in it.
信仰，我们知道有问题一定找神，一定要按红灯啊！如果是出红灯了，你就整个电影关掉，把你自己关掉。
In our faith, if the red light comes up, then we should shut down ourselves.
自从亚伯兰匍匐在地之后
，Ever since Abraham fell on the floor,
你看十七章之后，整个亚伯兰的一生改变。
And after chapter 17, the whole life of Abraham changed.
神这个立约跟以前不一样。
The covenant that God made with him was different from the previous ones.
十五章是神跟他立的约是切的。
The covenant made in chapter 15 was cut in half.
这是外在的。
It is the outward one.
是借着牲畜完成的。
It is through the sacrificial animal.
十七章这个约是什么约？
And what is the covenant in chapter 17?
是立在他身上的。
It is a covenant that is built upon himself.
这个约要立在说要让你成为多国的父。
And this because of this covenant that you will become father of all nations.
如果你继续念哦。
If you continue reading,
十七节啊。
Verse 17.
这是第二次亚伯兰趴在地上。
It's the second time that Abraham fell on the floor.
对他来讲，神的这个应许超过他的理性太多了。
This promise from God, it surpassed his logics.
他是趴在地上的。
He fell on his face.
但是他心里通不过啊。他说他心里喜笑啊，说啊，有一百岁人还能生孩子啊。
But he laughed and said in his heart, I'm almost 100, how can I have a kid?
但是他还是趴在那里。
But he still fell on his face.
所以信仰其实是很要放松，如果你真的放松是很轻松的。
Actually, faith is quite relaxed.
会很轻松，一轻松就很舒服。
Once you relax, you will be comfortable.
真的，有时候你会享受神。
Sometimes you are able to enjoy God.
享受你的信仰。
To enjoy your faith.
今天安息日，你会享受安息日。
And today the Sabbath, you will enjoy the Sabbath.
十八章。
Chapter 18.
神跟亚伯兰是朋友啊。
That God was friend with Abraham.
亚伯兰还请神吃一顿饭。
That Abraham treated God with a meal.
送他一程路。
And he sent him off.
那呢神说哦，这个亚伯兰、哦、不能跟他 做事不可以瞒着他，不是瞒着，不能不事先告诉他。
That God will not hide anything from Abraham. That everything he does, he will talk to Abraham first.
这个又比朋友又更深、更近一层了。
It's a deeper relationship more than just friends.
你如果看18节、19节
If we read verse 18 and 19,
亚伯兰这个时候要服侍神了。
Abraham, this, he has to serve God.
所以神尊重他。
That's why God respected him, honored him.
一般朋友你家买辆新车子，你也不一定说一定要告诉他。
For friends, if you have a new car, you might not have to tell him.
对不对？
这是
我家的事啊。如果你那个车子，如果你那个车子又是二手货，才$200，你说我告诉你，你会说哎呦那么便宜。
If it's a used car and it's cheap,
对不对？除非那个朋友实在太好了。
Opinion on it.
有时候也不定。但是呢，如果你所尊重的人
，If it's someone that you honor or respect,
这个尊重又好像你不得不告诉他。
Because of this honor or respect that you have to,
有义务性的。
It is like your duty to talk to that person.
就好像孩子孝顺父母，这是义务的。
It is like
不得不。
The children's duty to honor their parents. It's something they should do.
我们当孩子的孝顺父母，不是说你的什么高兴啊，或是这是义务。义务就是说你不得不，一定要。
As children, we have to honor our parents as our duty, not by our emotions or feelings.
好，那神要告诉他。
But God wanted to tell him.
神要去毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉。
That he will destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
那亚伯兰一知道。
Once Abraham knew that.
他侄儿在那里啊。
His nephew was there.
但是他亚伯兰没有明讲哦。
Abraham didn't say it out loud.
亚伯兰只是用神的慈爱说，50个你要灭吗？
And Abraham said to God, if there are 50 righteous men, would you still destroy the city?
一直减到10个。
And he kept deducting until 10.
那最后讲不下去了。
And until he could say no.
我们看18章的结束哈。
Let's look at the ending of chapter 18.
最后是十个啊。
And the ending number was 10.
那神就跟亚伯兰说完的话就走了。
And God left after he talked to Abraham.
那亚伯兰也回到自己的地方去了。
And Abraham returned to his tent.
好像没谈妥。
It's like there's no, they did not reach an agreement.
那亚伯兰已经求了。
Abraham already pleaded.
亚伯兰有没有替他的在这个 text 里面有没有替他的侄儿求？
Did Abraham pleaded to God for his nephew?
没有。
He did not.
他只是为城里的人祷告。
He prayed for the people in the city.
但是神知不知道他的心啊？
But didn't God know his heart?
当然知道。
Of course, God knew his heart.
神也没说，你就明讲嘛。你的心应该是挂念你的侄儿啊，你没有那么伟大，为那个城祷告了。
God did not say to him, "You're not so great. You're trying to pray for the city. You're actually just trying to save your nephew."
如果现在台湾大地震啊，从那个台北到高雄。如果你家那里没有家人在那里，你说哦，但是你不会像这里，如果有了你的儿子在那里，已经紧张了半死，那种感觉不一样的。
If there's a great earthquake in Taiwan, and you might be saddened for the fact, but if your relatives were not there, you might not have the same feeling.
那我们来看十九章。
And let us look at chapter 19.
那个十九章。神要毁灭了。
In chapter 19, God is about to destroy the cities.
我们看那个第22节。
Let's read verse 22.
我们看先看16节。
Let us read verse 16 first.
罗德迟延不走，两人因主连续罗德就拉着他的手和他的妻子并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来安置在城外，硬拉出来啊。
God forced him out of the city.
这里是说神连续罗德。
Because he had mercy on him.
好，那表示说罗德， 神连续他不得不了，这个天使不把他拉出来不行啊。
Because God's mercy, the angel had to take him out of the city.
我们看22节。
And just read verse 22.
这都是天使讲的哈。
These are all the words said by the angel.
你要速速的逃到那城。
Hurry, escape there.
这个城本来是要毁灭的。
The city is to be destroyed.
等一下就知道要毁灭，那不只是所多玛、俄摩拉，就是那平原那些城。但是他又要逃到那里。啊，那天使这样说，好吧，你去。
They were trying to escape, and the angel said, "Okay, and go."
为什么呢
？Why?
下面说，因为你还没有到那里，我们不能做什么。
Because if you have not arrived there, we cannot do anything.
好，所以他就被救出来了。
So they were saved.
那亚伯拉罕回去之后
，After Abraham returned,
他放得下心吗？
Was he able to lay down his burden?
没有办法的。
No.
我们来看二十七节哈，同样的故事。
Let us read verse 27.
十九章二十七节。
Chapter 19, verse 27.
亚伯拉罕清早起来。
Then and Abraham went early in the morning.
一大早起来，他就回到他从前所站的地方，就是神那个面前的那个地方。
And to the place, 回
到他跟神求的那个地方。
And to the place where he has stood before the Lord.
他向所多玛、俄摩拉，还有平原的全地一看。
And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the lands in the plain.
不料那地方烟气上腾，如同烧窑一般。
And he saw and behold the smoke of the land which went up like a smoke of a furnace.
亚伯拉罕想什么
？What was Abraham thinking?
他心想说：“完了。”
He was probably thinking to himself,
因为全都烧光了。
That all were killed.
他想说他的侄儿全家已经也是被烤掉了，已经是
Maybe his
变炭了。
Maybe his nephew's family were all burnt.
但是我们看背后呢
？What about the background story?
其实亚伯拉罕是神所仰脸的人。
Actually, Abraham was one whom God lived his countenance upon.
29节
verse 29.
当神毁灭那个平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕，正在倾覆罗德所住之城的时候，就打发罗德从倾覆之中出来。不是罗德脸大。
It is not because of Lot himself.
也不是他有办法。
It's not because he had a way.
神对他施慈爱。
Because God had mercy on him.
不是说他值得啊。
Because it was not because he was worthy.
是神看在亚伯拉罕的脸上啊。
It is because God lifted his countenance upon Abraham.
用比较不好听的说，打狗也看主人了。
And there's a Chinese saying, if you want to hit a dog, you have to get permission from the master.
神要毁灭所多玛、俄罗巴拉，本来罗德如果没有亚伯拉罕带倒的话，他应该死在那里啊。
God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if without Abraham's intercession, that Lot might have died there.
是因为亚伯拉罕的关系。
Because of Abraham.
硬硬拉出来。
That they were forced out of the city.
啊，不跑到山上。
Not to the mountain.
他本来是说叫他跑到山上的。
Originally they asked Law to escape to the mountains.
他没有，他说要去小城。
He did not, and he wanted to go to the small city.
那也太为难天使了。
Then he put the angel in a difficult situation.
天使说：“好吧，你去了，反正你不出来，你不活着，那个不能毁灭那个城啊。如果毁灭那个城，烧到你的话，我们可不好了。”
Then the angel said to him, "Okay, because if we do not escape from the city, we cannot do anything."
那为什么
？Why？
因为神仰脸向亚伯拉罕。
Because God lifted His countenance upon Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕做些什么
？What did Abraham do？
我们会有想很多伟大的事情啊。
There are many great things.
我们来看十九节。
Let us read verse 19.
这可以让我们来思考。
We can ponder about this verse.
我嘱咐他要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。 这里我们可以看得到亚伯兰做了什么。
Here we can see what Abraham did.
叫他要吩咐众子，他的眷属遵行神的道。
To command his people to obey God's commandment.
服侍神很多方向啊。
There are many ways to serve the Lord.
这里最基本的是什么？
And what's the most basic way?
如果你的孩子们在保守在主里，
If your children stay in the Lord.
这是最大的圣功了。
This is the greatest holy work.
神就向你仰脸。
And God will lift up His countenance upon you.
我们请唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
389首。
Sing hymn 389.
们一起祷告，求主带领。
Let us all kneel down and pray and ask God for his guidance.